Welcome to Germination Strategy Session, where today we're looking at the biggest threat to Canada's soybeans and what companies are working on to help mitigate risk. First, let's thank our sponsors, Bayer Crop Science, Cantera Seeds, Seacan, and Syngenta. As soybean acres increase in Canada, it's important to know what pests to be on the lookout for and how to manage them. One of the pests is soybean cyst nematode. Here to help shed some light on soybean cyst nematode is Sean Brenneman, who serves as Syngenta's Agronomic Services Manager for Eastern Canada. Sean, how big a problem is this pest?
When you look at the damage that SCN is estimated to be responsible for, and you look at the yield that it's costing North American growers every year, when you add up the entire damage from all the other top 10 soybean pests, that damage doesn't yet combine to equal the amount of loss we're seeing from soybean cyst nematode. It is a billion-dollar pest. And under severe infestations combined with additional environmental stresses, yield losses can range up to 100%. But it's often more known as the silent yield robber or yield nibbler, because in many cases, SCN causes yield loss with no visual symptoms.
That's certainly something growers need to have on their radar screen. Sean, from your perspective, what are growers currently doing to manage for the pest?
The current management practices include rotation, and it's basically rotation to non-host crops. But it's important to understand that SCN can also infect other crops, including edible beans, clovers, trefoils, vetches, and peas. Another important thing to realize is that weed control is very important. SCN can also feed on certain weeds like chickweed, purslane, vetch, wild mustard, and shepherd's purse.
We know resistance has been a big issue when it comes to weeds. How about for SCN? Are we starting to see some breakdown to PI8878?
To date, the native genetic resistance has really been the main tool to how we combat SCN. But even though a variety is labeled as resistant, up to 10% feeding can still occur. As well as we've been only selecting for PI88788, we also start to see shifts of other SCN types, which PI88788 does not control.
I understand that Syngenta has a new biological seed treatment on the marketplace known as Clariva PN to help combat SCN.
The PN in Clariva PN stands for Pasteuria nishawazi, which is a naturally occurring bacterial spore that has activity on SCN. And how it works is your seed has Clariva PN applied to it, and as that root begins to grow, the spores are in the soil solution around the root. When that juvenile nematode comes into contact with the spore, it attaches to it, it infects that juvenile, which causes more bacterial production within the juvenile, causing the juvenile to die and to release more spores. So the Pasteuria nishawazi is into the soil and can further deter more of the pest. One of the main benefits of this product as well is that it offers season-long protection. It's not race-specific, so it will attack all of the soybean cyst nematode races that are currently in the soils. And that's very important because the genetic resistance that you mentioned earlier, as it's starting to break down or as it's selecting for certain races, this is a product that can offer protection against all races which are present. Also compatible with rhizobia bacteria for inoculation or with any seed treatments out there such as Cruzamax Vibrance or Vibrance Max.
Sean, what type of results are growers seeing using Clariva PN?
We're really, by reducing the damage of SCN, we systems able to better utilize the water nutrients available and setting up for better yield.
Thanks for that insight, Sean. A 5.5 bushel per acre increase in SCN infested fields is definitely a good thing, especially in times of lower commodity prices. Every little bit helps. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit and hear from one company that's working in the field of biological seed treatments with a more unconventional approach. And here to talk with us is Marcus Meadows-Smith, CEO of BioConsortia. Marcus, BioConsortia might be a new name for many of our listeners. Tell us a little bit about the company.
The company is actually about 20 years old. It had started off as a contract research company working for companies such as Syngenta and Monsanto, amongst others. And for the first 15 years, went through the standard model and became experts in microbiology and high-throughput screening of microbes. and natural product chemistry and genes from those microbes to go into GM crops.
Marcus, this breakthrough discovery, as I understand it, hinges on research coming from human biology with respect to understanding probiotics in the gut. Tell us more about that.
But around 2009, the company made a breakthrough discovery of the advanced, what we call the advanced microbial selection process, and since then has been funded by US private equity companies in order to develop and exploit this breakthrough discovery. The discovery sort of has many of its fundamentals and learnings from the human pharmaceutical industry, where there has been an explosion of research going on that has been enabled by the low cost of DNA sequencing. So instead of just looking at individual microbes, we're able to use DNA sequencing and fingerprinting to understand whole microbiomes. So we can look at the human gut and see what is positive and what is negative in there. So rather than focus on diseases, we now have a whole language around probiotics for humans. And this is also something that can be developed in the plant world. So first part of my career at Sumitomo and Uniroyal was all about plant pathogens. How did we produce pesticides in order to control diseases?
And what is your team able to do now?
What we're able to do now is look at how do we identify beneficial microbes that actually aid the plant in multiple ways. That could be biopesticides, but it can also be making macro and micronutrients available. It can also be sending hormones and chemical triggers to the plant, telling it to grow in a different way, grow larger or change the root structure, not just in size, but in shape and form as well. So it's a really exciting area that has developed thanks to learnings from other industries.
There are a lot of companies out there working on advancing biological seed treatments, especially as it relates to microbials. From your perspective, what makes BioConsortia unique?
What's different about our company is that we use directed selection to develop microbial teams that improve plant traits. Very different from the conventional model, which is one where you isolate microbes from the environment and then test them one by one to see if they have an impact on the plant. We are actually looking at whole microbiome or whole communities of microbes at one time in order to, first of all, use directed selection to evolve that microbiome and then to identify the small group of microbes that are positively impacting the plant trait of interest. We focus on producing microbial products. They are actually multi-microbes. They are fermented as single microbes, but then blended at the point of formulation. And for row crops, for soybeans specifically, we're looking at seed treatments as well as in-furrow application. So this is the ability to throw microbes into the furrow at planting time. So the microbes will go down the furrow and also land on that seed. So it's almost a real-time seed treatment.
And how is it that your research team goes about selecting the right microbial team?
So we use an iterative process. We grow seeds repeatedly. We move the microbes forward, therefore able to evolve the microbiome and therefore shift the normal distribution curve off to the right. We can do this either in the absence of a stress, or we can do this with a stress such as an abiotic stress, drought, cold and wet start, nematode infections in the soil. And at each round, we will identify the best performing plants for whatever phenotype it is that we're looking for, and therefore select the correct microbiome that when those microbes are added as a seed treatment to the seed, are able to improve the phenotype of that plant.
Thanks, Marcus. It's certainly a complex and evolving area of research. That's it for today. You can learn more at germination.ca. I'm Julie Deering, and this strategy session has been brought to you by Bayer Crop Science, Cantera Seeds, Seacan, and Syngenta.